The Gospel according to Luke, the 22nd chapter. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And when he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In this passage recorded by Luke, we read of the very last miracle of healing recorded in the ministry of Jesus before he healed our world of its sin condition on Calvary's cross. I find it interesting that this miracle involves the healing of an ear. For the last 3 years of his public ministry, Jesus was continually battling and contending with people who did not have ears to hear. And now those very people who did not have ears to hear have come to arrest him, put him on trial, and crucify him. And Jesus said to them, "Now your hour of darkness has come." Now John informs us that Peter was the offender that night with his sword, and that the target of his aggression was towards a man named Malchus. Malchus was the servant of the high priest. He was not a slave, he was a servant. He was there that night to represent the high priest. In other words, he was one of those who were next in line to be a high priest. He was like a priest in training. Well, to be a priest, one had to be a descendant of Aaron and have no physical defects at all. And in Leviticus 21, verse 18, when describing the qualifications to be a priest, it says, "No man who has any flaws can come near to my altar. No man whose body is scarred or twisted can come." So even though Peter was going for the jugular when he struck, Malchus reacted in time. Peter missed his intended target, but the injury that was inflicted upon him was much more than a simple flesh wound. It was much more than just cutting off a little bit of cartilage. It was a devastating, life-changing injury to Malchus. Having his ear cut off meant that he now had a physical deformity, a great scar that would show, which therefore canceled his entire future of serving as a high priest. In one swoop of the sword, Malchus's future was canceled. But then Jesus, the true and great high priest, stepped in and gave him his future back. He touched his ear and healed it. We live in a cancel culture these days. We thrive on attacking and canceling those with whom we disagree. It's getting more and more vicious every day. But here Jesus shows us that he's not into canceling people. Peter canceled Malchus's future, but Jesus restored it. The only thing that Jesus wants to see canceled in a person's life is their sin. Jesus cancels sin, not people. Calvary declares that loud and clear. Now, we do not know whether Malchus ever came to believe in this merciful high priest named Jesus Christ. However, because his name is explicitly mentioned in the Gospel of John, a book written some 50 years after the events that it records, some commentators surmise that his name may have lived on in the Christian community as someone who had indeed come into the Lord's service. Could it be that along with the great company of priests who are mentioned in Acts 6, verse 7, who converted to the faith, that Malchus too had become obedient and was one of them? Could it be that Malchus's healed ear had something to do with all of those other priests coming to the faith? We'll never know for sure until eternity. But put it this way, though, if he did not repent, his healed ear would have been a mighty testimony against him all the days of his earthly life. But there's every reason to think that he became a believer. When Jesus healed people, he never did a partial job. He healed people fully. He gave them their life and their future. I believe that when he healed Marcus, he also healed his spiritual ears to hear and receive the gift of an eternal future in Christ's kingdom. No matter whatever happened to Malchus, we can rest assured that Jesus wants to heal our ears of faith. We often talk of the eyes of faith, that there is such a thing as having ears of faith as well. Tonight, as we listen to Christ's last words, let us receive them with ears of faith, and in so doing, receive the healing we so desperately need in our souls, as Christ secures our future with his blood and his incalculable love for all eternity. Amen.